You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The case of Alex Bregman. I was very, very confident that there would be a reunion pretty much up until this weekend was when I was like, wait a second, like something feels a little off here. And then you start asking around, you start talking to folks around the game. And I've always wanted to do this, Sierra.
Okay.
There might be a mystery team involved in the Alex Bregman sweepstakes. I love that as a kid being like, you know, there's a mystery. How is there a mystery team? There's a mystery team as far as like, do I know who the team is? Yes. But it's a team that to me has not been linked to Bregman in his free agency this year or last year when he left Houston. So it's an interesting fit. The more you think about it, the more it makes sense. But yeah, I think if you're the Red Sox, you have your number because this is not the first time that you've negotiated with this player. You have a dollar amount. You have a number of years that you're willing to go. And this quote unquote mystery team, I do think that they're willing to commit more years to Bregman than the Red Sox are. And that causes some trouble for the Red Sox offseason plans here.
Jared Carrabas yesterday on the MLB Network.
I got to call him out, though. If he knows who the mystery team is, then it's not a mystery team.
Well,
you solved the mystery.
It's true.
Crack the case.
It's true. Do you think when Scott Boras gives John Heyman, I mean, I'm sorry, I don't want to have Heyman yell at me. Do you think when Heyman does his classic bomb drop mystery team, do you think Boras lets him know who the mystery team is?
No,
or do you think
I don't,
he doesn't typically know? Boras is like, and there's a mystery team, and Heyman's like, oh, well, there must be a mystery team.
No, yeah, I don't think that there is one.
Who the team is? Yes.
Yeah, so no, I don't think there is one. In the case of Heyman, I think he's working for Boras. So he's like,
so you think, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm
that
saying?
Is a negotiating ploy Correct. Tactic from Boras. There is no mystery
so
team.
Like,
in this case,
so if it's down to like the Dodgers and the Blue Jays, they're like, oh, and mystery team. So now the Dodgers are like, oh, crap, there's a third team, but there isn't.
I can't even believe it.
Here's the thing with Carrabas.
Yeah.
You can't be like, I know who the mystery
Just
team
say
is,
who it is
and then not say it.
Say it.
Say it.
Say it.
I love Carrabas. I'm sure Carrabas did know. I'm not questioning if he knew or not.
Yeah.
But just tell us who it is. What's
well,
the
we all know who it is now.
Well, yeah. Bob Nightingale came out. Really good reporting by Bob Nightingale
he's
all offseason.
All over the map.
He's been really good.
At least a little
so
help.
I don't even know if Carrabas wants to be reporting the same thing as Bob Nightingale.
Oh, good point.
But once Nightingale came out and said it's the D-backs, he's like, that is the mystery team I was talking
Snakes.
About.
Yeah. Snakes in on Bregman. Apparently Bregman has a home in Scottsdale. So they, I guess he can't. Because remember everybody was like, well, his wife's going to school at Harvard. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, for how long?
She could
the rest of her life?
Yeah, right.
like how long is she doing that for?
For the next 10 years, right. She's going to be a triple doctorate. You're like, okay, awesome.
All right.
So I guess he lives in Arizona. I don't think it really matters where he has houses. I think it's what team is going to give him the most money. And if Arizona is going to be dumb and give him 6 years, then he'll take it. And it'd be smart of him to take it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not blaming Bregman for getting a massive deal. I just can't imagine how many more years he's going to be really good for. But that is the cost of a lot of baseball contracts. It seems like it's one the Red Sox don't want to get involved in. They're like, hey, we don't want to get burned on the back end of these long-term deals. Okay, then you won't get good players on the front end of those good deals or all those long-term deals. So let's say Bregman signs with Arizona for, what, 6 years?
Yeah, I think the reports now are like 5 or 6.
5, 170,
something like that. Yeah. That's like the projected market. I shouldn't say reports. That's like the projected market, though.
How many times do you think he'll be an all-star? One?
Two?
Two. Okay, two. Yeah, maybe two. Yeah. Like, go. Yeah, that's fine. But they're willing to sort of stomach it and eat the rest of the money, I guess, after that. I'm very surprised by the Bregman market, if this is in fact what it is. I thought, and you and I maybe were during the season off and on, we'd be talking about, you know, Bregman has an opt-out, but I'm like, he's hurt. He's been missed all these games. He might just opt back in. Over $80 million for 2 more years, and he even has an opportunity to have a healthy season and opt out next year. But he opted out, and I was like, all right, well, maybe they'll just re-sign him. That's fine. And no, like out of nowhere, the Diamondbacks, who are apparently trying to trade Ketel Marte and then free up some of that money to sign Alex Bregman. So that's sort of the story there. So would it be like a swap? No, I know it's not a trade because Bregman's not under contract, but like just like a player swap? And well, I would not be happy with that.
No, me either. But like, let's effectively say, yeah, the Red Sox feel like they can get similar production out of Marte, who's under contract, and a fraction of the cost for Alex Bregman. But then it's like, this is where I do think the intangibles with Bregman, which as pro Bregman as I am, I love that signing last year. I wanted it. It happened. I think you saw a lot of what he brings to the table. Winning player, good intangibles. I think fixing everybody's swing and helping the pitchers and all that. Yeah. I think all that stuff's way overblown.
What about the rookie suits?
I know.
That's nice.
But I do think he's a winning player.
How do you know their sizes?
And I do think that some of those intangibles matter to me. And if you're going to say Marte gives us the same production as Bregman, all right, I get that on some level. And he'll do it at a fraction of the cost, half the cost or whatever.
Yeah, he's cheap.
But then it's like
cheap-ish.
Ketel Marte, horrible teammate last year.
That's what it sounds like.
Bregman, great teammate. And now are you right back where you were with Devers and like having a crappy teammate
back who might, a chemistry discussion.
Might be able to hit, but we're back into a chemistry discussion. Exactly. So I don't really like what that move represents. If you have Bregman here and you add Marte to it, maybe you have enough leadership to withstand that. If you're subtracting Bregman to replace him with Marte, clearly the Diamondbacks are comfortable doing that trade. They're like, we got to get Marte the hell out of here and bring in a guy like Bregman. Why are you going to be picking up their garbage and letting them sign your guy? Why are you doing that?
I don't know. So that I don't really want. In fact, we were talking about like if you re-sign Bregman and brought in Marte. So you have Bregman at third, you have Story at short, you have Marte at second. Okay, good. Like I'll take both of them.
I'm saying,
I don't want one, and if it's only one, I don't want it to be Marte.
And maybe Marte won't infect the team as much if Bregman is here. Although Bregman is here, Endeavor's infected the team plenty, so but maybe that's poor logic.
At least he's not taking Marte's position. There's an open position. He's not taking anybody's position at second base, right? Like maybe Stories, but you know what I'm saying? Like he would be slotted in there at second base. That would improve your lineup. I would definitely take that. He was a switch hitting second baseman. Last year, he only played in 126 games. The year before, though, he was third in the MVP in the National League. He's already 32, and we already heard this excuse, which we both feel like is an excuse, on missing out on the polar bear, Pete Alonso. They're like, oh, we don't like he's too old.
Yep.
Well, Marte's older than Alonso.
Bregman's older.
And Bregman's also older, yeah. So what are we doing? But no, it definitely feels like right now, and we've had Bradford on the show a couple times in the offseason, and we sort of asked him, like, all right, what percent chance do you think that Bregman's back? And he's been, like, teetering, like, 51-49. I'll ask you, scale of 1 to 100, 100% is he's back. Alex Bregman?
Yeah, 33.
7.
That
one, 7. Yeah, wow. He's gone.
Seven.
Yeah, I'm going Jokestig 7. Yeah, he's gone, and I did not expect this. Like, when they signed the contract, I'm like, all right, well, there's opt-outs in there, but there were opt-outs with J.D. Martinez or opt-outs with some other guys, and they usually retained them. The guys that they wanted, they kept. Because that was a lot of money for a year.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to get $40 million next year, but he might get 5 years, which the Red Sox apparently aren't going to offer.
Now, Carrabas wasn't exactly promising fireworks last week like Will.
No.
But he was playing up the Will tweet last week. And Bradfoe came on last week while that was going on and said, expect a sad trombone.
Sad trombone.
And Bradfoe was right about that. And now Bradfoe is saying, last we talked to him, 51-49, Bregman is back.
That seems way too high.
You're at 7%.
Yeah, I don't think he's back now.
Here's Chris Cotillo yesterday on MLB Network as well. He seems to think there's a greater chance, certainly than you do, that Bregman could be back. Here's what he said.
I think it might take a little while for them to kind of come to terms on value. I think it's more likely that he returns than it was a couple weeks ago when they were pursuing the Alonzos and to a lesser degree the Schwarbers of the world. He could also have some big offers elsewhere. People are worried about the market. You know, the Cubs are involved. The Tigers wanted him a year ago. I could see the Mariners. I don't know where the money's going to come from, but seeing him as a guy that can put them over the edge. So I think he'll have his pick. The one thing I think is he's not going to go for that short-term pillow deal again. I think he's going to go for the biggest deal, the most amount of years, and have this be, hopefully for him, the last contract of his career. And we'll see if the Red Sox can get to that financial point.
Okay. So that is the problem. He's not taking a pillow contract. He's not taking a short-term deal. He won't take another deal with opt-outs where the Red Sox have, they can play it up as a $200 million deal or whatever, but really it's an $80 million deal where he can opt out. I'm just grabbing numbers out of the ether. And on top of that, it's going to come down to that money. That definitely does not sound like the current John Henry Red Sox.
Yeah, I don't know how you can be confident in it, you know, other than what Cotillo says at the start where he's like, all right, they didn't get Pete Alonso or Kyle Schwarber, so like maybe they can slightly up the offer. But if they're worried about the long-term deal, and if that's what Bregman – because then he later in his answer says Bregman's not going to want the short-term deal. So how's that going to line up? Who's going to give in? Is Bregman going to settle for 2 or 3 years, or are the Red Sox going to go to 5 or 6 years? I don't think either are going to happen, and that's why I feel like he's going to go somewhere else. And he even named a bunch of teams that are interested. So it's not like he has a small market. There's no real third baseman really available. So like you add all that together, factor in, you know, his playoff success and everything else. And, you know, when he was healthy last year, he was productive. He was good. I don't think he should have, but he did make the All-Star team. So like he had a good year, 50 games missed aside. So somebody's going to offer him a bunch of money. There's always like people were so surprised locally at how much Pete Alonso got by the Orioles. And I was like, why? It's free agency.
I don't think it was a lot of money at all.
I don't either. And going into free agency, there was a lot of these projections, and Alex Bregman was expected to make more money than Pete Alonso and Schwarber. Mm. So if you look at what those guys just signed for, the Red Sox aren't giving him that.
No.
So he's gone.
So what's the pivot and what's the plan?
Oh, man.
I'm reading Bradfoe here at WEEI.com.
Okay.
He says only 21 of the Athletics' top 50 free agents have been signed. Now, he makes that sound like that's a small number. 21 out of 50.
Okay.
He makes that sound like a small number. That's a lot of free agents.
Only half the free agents. Also, like, the 45th best free agent. Like, who even is that?
Right.
Yeah.
No, I think if you look at some of these top 10 lists, like half of the top 10 is gone. Tucker's still out there. Bregman's still out there. Framber Valdez is still out. Like, it's not like no one. Bichette is still out there. So it's not nobody. But
like, Tucker.
Yeah.
Like, where's he going?
Not here.
That's my point. So it's like, all right, so some of these guys aren't on there, but also, okay.
Bradfoe makes it sound like 21 of the top 50 free agents, according to The Athletic, have signed. Like, that's a small number. No, that's a big number, number one. And number two, he kind of undercuts everything else here by saying, well, who's plan A? Alex Bregman. And he gets into, or he says his best guess, his most educated guess is Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
Red Sox played their market perfectly last year. But then he goes into making a case about the market and the Andrew Friedman tweet that he put out last week and resurfaced last week, where if you're reasonable on every free agent, you're going to come in third on every free agent.
Yeah.
He goes to, there's also the idea of Bo Bichette, which I think would be another pivot. Ketel Marte are mentioned in there.
I'll take Bo Bichette.
He says the idea that this iteration of the Red Sox front office will win a free agent bidding war, he puts it on the front office, will win a bidding war with the likes of Toronto doesn't seem realistic, which I would agree with. So I don't know. I mean, if your plan right now, plan A is Bregman, which I agree it is, but I don't feel great about it. I don't feel as bad as you, but I don't feel great about it.
Yeah.
And then your pivots are Ketel Marte, which would be the Diamondbacks saying, we want Bregman, we don't want Marte.
Right.
And you're like, great, we'll take Bregman. That feels like you're losing that trade.
Right. The Diamondbacks are willing to spend more money than you are.
Or it's spending a crap ton of money on Bo Bichette. I don't like the one scenario, and the other doesn't sound realistic. So what's really the plan if they don't get Bregman? I don't know.
Yeah, it's punt.
It's Isaac. Isak Paredes.
Yeah.
Brendan Donovan and Eugenio Suarez. That's the actual plan if you don't get Bregman, I think.
What about calling up the Royals again and saying, give me the pass squad?
Give me
Cole Reagans. No, so I was looking at this. So I took the ESPN top 50 list and I cut it in half. So just top 25, right? Okay. To wrap your head around.
Yeah.
And a bunch of those guys have already signed, like Schwarber and Alonso and Dylan Cease, but there are other guys available. But this jumped out to me. Both Alex Bregman and Lucas Giolito are ranked in the top 25. Mm-hmm. So not only are you likely to not sign anybody in the top 25, you're going to lose two guys out of the top 25.
Great point.
So your team hasn't even, you're not treading water. You're worse. You brought in Sonny Gray, who I don't hate. I'm not trying to pile on Sonny Gray. I'll take Sonny Gray. I don't know about Oviedo as much, but whatever. It's a new body in there in the rotation. But you're removing Lucas Giolito, and then you're also, who had a good season, and then you're removing Alex Bregman. And you're like, what do you have? And you and I aren't Devers people, but you had half a season of Devers in the lineup. Now you don't have him. No, like, you don't have that production.
We're not Devers people, and I'm fine moving on from him. You have to replace
him. Right, and that's what we've always maintained is like, all right, you didn't do that. And also, don't you think they're probably going to trade Duran?
Yeah.
So you might lose Duran, Giolito, and Bregman and replace him with Sonny Gray. Sick.
And Isak Paredes.
Awesome. They haven't even got him yet.
That might be giving him too much credit. That's true. Yeah. So, no, look, I stand by. Breslow had a good offseason last year.
He did.
But I'm not going to keep standing by. He's a good GM if he doesn't follow it up with anything. It was a very good year last year for him, especially the offseason. Not so much the trade deadline. But if he can't follow that up and he just had one good offseason, what does that mean?
So
Ben Cherington had one good offseason. He was fired like 2 years later.
Prediction.
Yeah.
As mad as everybody was that they didn't sign Pete Alonso, you and I were on when it happened. We were pissed about it. A lot of people were pissed about it. I don't know if every single fan necessarily wanted him back and didn't have like an attachment to him. Do you think, even though he's a little bit more polarizing than I thought, do you think the reaction when Bregman signed somewhere else is going to be even worse?
No.
I think it is. Here's why. Because they
I
brought
think more
in,
people want people wanted a lot. People preferred Alonso to
people
Bregman.
People want Alonso more than Bregman?
Yeah. I didn't. You did. I think most listeners did. EEI Afternoons did it. Greg Hill's show did it. Various show polls. But everybody wanted Alonso more than
Bregman.
And
I think it's because it was the new blood factor. Yeah. But I feel like in the back of your mind, you're like, well, Bregman will be back. And then so when he officially goes.
People were kind of cheating and thinking they could maybe get both.
I think.
Yeah.
And so when he goes, then it's also going to go back to, all right, so your plan was sign Bregman to piss off Devers, who you trade away, and then that's going to bring that back up.
Look,
so now you lose both those guys for one season. How did you start last year with Devers and Bregman, and then you're going to start the next year with neither?
That is a disaster.
Last year, the Devers people were wrong. They were wrong.
No, we were on the same page on that, but I'm saying like
they're going to be right about this if you don't do anything to replace them.
$70 million.
And you lose Bregman on top of it?
Let's call it 55, 60 home runs.
Yeah.
And $70 million to all play third base. But whatever. One's a good teammate, one's not a bad teammate. Doesn't matter. But, you take both those guys, and then you turn it into, like, I don't know, hopefully Meyer can play third.
I said I didn't want to hear from the Devers people ever again. I assumed the Red Sox would spend the dime in the offseason.
They're
one of two teams. I like how Gordo put this. The only major league team, because the other team is the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, they don't count.
They're one of two teams that have not signed a big league free agent. I assume they'd sign somebody by now.
No, free agency takes a while. It's like, well, not for the other teams. Not for every other team in the bigs.
You're in the same group as the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah.
So, I'll allow the Devers people back for that. If they lose Bregman on top of it, and that's what pissed off Devers and the giant baby Rafael Devers, that's what pissed him off in the first place, then yeah, I'll allow for that. Let's get to the phones here. Ray is in Cumberland. Hello, Ray.
Hey, what's up, guys? First point, quick shout-out to Cumberland's Tyler Kolick last night, who had 15-5-5 in the NBA Cup. Really good.
Look, Ray, Celtics-Knicks game earlier this year, Bragg.
Yeah.
Tyler Kolick and his little boy body, I couldn't get over it. I'm like, there's a child out there on the court. I'm like, why is this child playing?
Nice little player.
Very good in the NBA Cup championship game last night. Good call, Ray.
He did look really good. And my second point is Greg Bedard was on yesterday, and after he did his film work, He said that Steph Diggs looked like he had no idea.
Yeah, Ray.
We talked about it yesterday or Monday.
Ray, we talked about that from 10 to 2 yesterday.
Yeah.
Bedard had a tweet that said Diggs looked lost out. We talked about that
all day
yesterday.
That's how we got into
Ray.
The whole thing with McDaniels v. Vrabel.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
No,
all good.
No worries.
All right.
That was something we spent a lot of time talking about. In fact,
the guy who tweets at the show quite a bit, I thought maybe he would have caught that.
I think the TikTok from yesterday, the timeline from yesterday was Vrabel calls out McDaniels.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on Monday, McDaniels is like, well, crap, I better blame somebody. Mm-hmm. Don't you know that Steph Diggs doesn't know the offense? Like that's me trying to figure out what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
But no, we spent a lot of time.
We did.
On Stephon Diggs magically forgetting the offense. Oh, we spent a lot of time on that yesterday.
No doubt.
JP's in North Providence. Hello, JP.
Would you rather Wednesday, real simple, Joe Ryan and Marte or Bregman? Because I'd take Joe Ryan and Marte if that's the plan. I'm old school. Reggie Jackson was a cancer in the clubhouse, and he jacked them. People want home runs. It'd be great for the Don Report. Bregman's overrated because he's a nice guy. If he wasn't a nice guy, he'd be gone.
Marte didn't hit that many more home runs than Bregman, but okay. I mean, Ryan and Marte over Bregman, sure.
Two is greater than one in this scenario,
but,
so yes, I'd rather have that.
None of them.
But one is also...
You're not going to get any of them.
Okay, right. They're going to get none,
yeah.
But let's play the game.
Yep.
You can make a case that you'd rather have Bregman because all it costs is money.
Yeah.
Ryan and Marte are going to cost you a bunch when it comes to prospect capital or players like Duran off your big league roster. Like,
it didn't seem the obvious thing would be what Dave Dombrowski did when he showed up, and they needed a starter and a closer. So he signed David Price for a ton of money, and then he traded for Craig Kimbrell. So it felt like going into this year, it was, yeah, we all want 3-4 players. Great. But like realistically, trade for one big-time player, sign one big-time player, and then go from there. And right now, they've done nothing.
No. Them and the Rockies. Again, good company.
Spider-Man meme. Rockies, Red Sox. Hey, good offseason.
Yeah. I mean, it's I'm running out of ways to defend my guy, Craig. It's very difficult to do.
Yep.
We had the one-off. We'll always have that one-off season, Craig.
True.
We'll always have last year, late 2024, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
617-779-7937. You jump in line here for Jones and Keefe. Rich is going to count down the top 10 Woo! Movies of the year in the hashtag Dork Minute. Best of Jones and Keefe. We also have our random players. Best of, we'll do that at 12:45 later on today. Mike Vrabel going to speak at 1 o'clock. We have Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon, plus some Would You Rathers right after trending with Bill.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keefe, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We have Pierre Hoops with Terp at high noon.
All right.
Mike Vrabel on the way, live from Foxborough, a little after 1 o'clock. We also have the hashtag Dork Minute, best of Jones and Keefe. Keefe is going to count down the top 10 films of 2025, just 15 minutes from now.
Oh, boy. The anticipation is mounting.
So stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, what do we have today for Would You Rathers, Billy?
First up, would you rather James Cook or Derrick Henry for the season?
Henry's still been good.
He has.
Henry's been really good. They're both over 1,000 yards. They both get in the end zone a lot. I think I'm going to go James Cook. I've been hyping up James Cook for a while now, and I don't think Henry's washed. Like, Derrick Henry's having a much better season than, like, Saquon Barkley is. But I think James Cook, when you also factor in he can catch a few passes for you, like I like James Cook a lot. I don't know if Henry's top five anymore. He's close. James Cook to me definitely is a top five running back in the league. So I will take James Cook.
I think Cook is the answer. And I would just brace for Derrick Henry running all over him this weekend.
Oh, I don't doubt he could have a good game. Yeah, he's actually fifth in yards this year. Cook is second, but Henry's fifth.
Reese was making this point yesterday. He does like his picked up pieces notes or whatever it is from a game, kind of after a film review. And he made the same point that Phil Perry and others have made about the run defense and how it's really struggled since the Bucs game when Milton Williams was healthy.
Yeah,
and Spillane was in all those games prior to the Buffalo game. And they've struggled to stop the run now. Now, they won all those games before the Buffalo one, but they've had issues stopping the run. And Reese's point is, look out for Baltimore as a team that wants to run. And if James Cook is going to be running people over, and he didn't break off any big runs.
No, he didn't.
But if he's going to be like running people over, look out for Derrick Henry. So I would project probably a pretty big game out of him unless the Patriots are playing from way in front and the Ravens have to throw. Mm-hmm. You know, he could get game scripted out. I think that happens to him. You made the point. Cook catches more passes, but I think, especially after watching him this weekend and just looking at where he's at, he's a younger, more explosive back. I think James Cook is the answer.
Yep.
What else, Billy?
Would you rather the Red Sox give Alex Bregman 6 years or no years?
I would say six.
At this point, I think it's got to be six. If you said that the other day, like, I'm like, I know it's just money and blah, 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 but it felt like that would be in place of other signings, which already seems to be the case anyway, right? It's not like, oh, it's 6 years, or you can get Pete Alonso for an extra year or whatever. Like, no, you already lost out on the guy I wanted the most in free agency. So if it's either you get him or you don't, and it's 6 years, which seems like it's way too much for him, I still want the player. I don't want the team to get worse. I guess I would begrudgingly do that.
Are you going to be upset? And like, I didn't think Bregman, I didn't even think it was smart for him to opt out.
Yeah.
But let's say he gets 6-170. I think that was one of the latest projections from Kylie McDaniel, ESPN.
Okay.
Let's say he gets 6-170. Are you going to be mad at all about how the Red Sox got played by Bregman and Boris and they had to actually pay him more? Are you going to be mad about that at all?
No, it's...
I'm not going to care.
It's not show friends, it's show business.
I'm not going to care one bit. Yeah. I mean, if they read the market right, and I had it wrong, hand up, but they end up with Bregman, I personally won't care about that. It's John Henry's money, which I've never cared about. So
yeah, no, I guess I'd rather do that. But also, like, there is a line at some point where, like, now he was here a lot longer, but take Xander Bogaerts.
Yep.
So you didn't sign him early. He probably would have done that. All the stories are that he would have done that. You didn't. You took him to free agency. And then he signed 11 for 280. Like, that was dumb right away. And so...
Yeah, has Bogaerts even had one good year
No.
there? Never mind.
I think he's had, like, a month here and there. Yeah. I kept track of it for a while because I thought it was going to be more of those, like, you let him go, but he's been bad.
I always thought Bogaerts was a little overrated here,
yeah,
too.
Probably
like,
true.
I think Bregman's a better player than Bogaerts.
He's had a better career. Not even close.
Bogaerts, since he's gotten
he's
there...
He's been bad. He's, like, playing second base.
He is hitting .272.
Oh, that's better than I thought.
41 homers.
In how many years?
In 3 years in San Diego. Yeah. 402 games.
That's a cavernous ballpark.
It is.
It's hard to hit home runs there, yeah. Petco. But
he had the same injury that Trevor Story had a couple years ago where he popped his shoulder out of his socket.
Yeah. Yep. But so is there a line there? So like when you heard 11 years, even the diehard Xander Bogaerts is good people were like, yeah, no, that was they shouldn't have done that.
Right. Their issue
is there
was,
a number for Bregman? Like if he signs like an 8-year deal, would you be like, Jesus?
Like, probably. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know my stance on Alex Bregman. Just, I'm holding my nose. So whatever.
Yeah, 3 or 4 or 5 years, maybe.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, I guess.
No, I mean, I think they almost need to sign Bregman now more for like PR purposes and belief, like
yeah,
fan belief and
like this guy.
I almost think it's more about that than anything else at this point. Yeah. But yeah, sure. 6 years, definitely I prefer that to the zero. What else?
Would you rather be 5'5 with great hair or 6 foot and bald?
So I'll tell you what, my answer's changed on this. So yeah. I've gotten a lot of compliments on my hair the last couple of days. Yeah. I have like a certain kind of swagger now.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
like just like a like a rejuvenated confidence about me because everybody yesterday, not just the females, but let's leave it at that. They're saying, look at this guy. I've never seen this kind of hair before.
Love what's going on over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think I got my swagger back. Oh.
That was me getting compliments about my pushed up hair in the front. So I think I might have to go 5'5 with hair like this.
Yeah.
Than 6 foot and bald, which is probably only a few years away. I can live that life.
Are you are you 6 foot? Yeah, how tall?
No,
are you?
In my Timberland boots that I'm wearing, I'm 6 foot. I'm a true 5'11, but in Timberland boots, I'm 6 feet.
Because what was it again? It was 6 foot. I thought you just said six. I thought you said 6'5 for a second.
No, no,
I was like 6'5 and bald. I'm definitely taking.
No, 6 foot.
6 foot's not tall enough.
So 5'5 with like a luscious head of hair.
I'll hang on to the hair that's slowly going.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would rather be 5'5.
5'5", but like really nice hair.
With like a nice coif going on where the ladies go, I mean, he's tiny. But check out,
stick him in your pocket, but damn,
check out,
make sure I can see that hair. Look at him. Look at that guy.
Check out that moss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good looking flow.
I think that's the answer for sure. You got to be taller.
People are speculating once again that I put goop in my hair.
No, today does not look like there's anything. No product.
There was nothing in it either way. Maybe,
yesterday.
No, today is more of the rolled out of bed.
Yeah, yeah. Yesterday there was some product in there.
No, there wasn't. That might have been grease.
It looked like. Oh, okay. I'm saying this looks. I would agree with you. I don't see any. Doesn't look like any product.
Same
in there
thing
today.
Both days. Shower, brag. Then got out. Kind of dried it off quickly and then just pushed it up and then it just dries that way.
I think the first text to the show today was like, hey, Keith, good job.
Yeah.
Congrats on like showering 2 days in a row or something. Yeah. That was the first text into the show today. I hadn't even said a word yet.
I go in there, I wash all 2,000 parts, and then I, you know, maybe the difference is I washed the hair today, so maybe it looks cleaner. Yesterday, the hair probably wasn't super clean, and that's why it looked that way. But I'm telling you, no stop.
Well,
I don't have product.
You're not supposed to shampoo every day. I mean, you're not supposed to do that. You're killing off.
I go every other.
You got to go every other.
I have
that's
the 2-in-1
exactly right.
Yeah. Shampoo and conditioner in there.
Same. I'm not doing both.
I'm not doing the Billy Madison. Shampoo is better. It goes on first and cleans the hair.
I don't do that.
No, I don't do that.
Just one and done.
I don't have time for that. That's frowned upon, though, by, you know, barbers and
hair people.
Like
they say you should do separate.
You got to do separate. And it's also frowned upon to shampoo every day. Yeah, that's
you know, that I don't do. I'm not trying to dry my scalp out. I'm not a maniac.
All right, so the answer is 5'5 with great.
Yeah, 5'5 with the hair like
but
this.
prior to yesterday.
With this specific hair.
Prior to yesterday, though, your answer was
you'd
be a
6 foot
bald man.
Yeah, 6 foot bald. You always wear a hat.
I'm going to be, I'm ready for my oncoming baldness. Like,
are you
going to
embrace it?
I will embrace being
Lex Luthor, just full bald?
Most of my life have felt like an inner bald person. like inside, I feel like a bald person.
Got it.
And so, yeah.
You're not going to go like horseshoe, though.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to keep that? Yeah. No, that's
like,
not embracing
short,
it.
Short, though.
No, I think just shave it. People look good that way.
Horseshoe like up to here.
No, you need the Danny DeVito.
No.
Yeah. The super long horseshoe.
Yeah, like really grow it out?
Grow it, then comb it over as best you can.
No, I want the Ally Afraidy skullet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, but I guess you're still growing something.
I'm not doing the comb over. I thought that's not what you're asking.
No,
you can't
I
do
mean,
the comb
like,
over.
You just
the Thibodeau?
Yeah,
the Thibodeau.
You can't be doing that. No.
These two hairs.
I have more respect for myself than that.
No, I'm saying like you could do like the horseshoe where around. It's like you wear a hat and people are like, oh, that guy has hair. And then you take the hat off and it's like
the
egads.
Yeah, the
gas. Eeks.
Yeah, I was not prepared for that. I was not prepared for that at all.
Yeah, you don't want that.
All right.
I think that's the right answer, though. 5'5 with that hair.
With my specific two.
That's what we want. Okay, what else?
Would you rather watch Frosty or Rudolph?
Both have been getting some plays in the house this month.
Spins in the Keefe home.
I like both of them.
Sick brag, bro.
I do like both.
I got to be honest. Neither one's very high on my list. Who are they talking to earlier?
But they're
this
in
week
and out. It's like 25 minutes.
Oh, they're
one.
Quick. They're quick. Yeah. If I need Lucas out of my hair for a half hour, these are great.
I like the I like the reindeer. I like the, was that claymation? It's not claymation. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is claymation. Yeah. I like claymation. I do like brag. Yeah. I like claymation. Also, there's a 1987 Christmas claymation Christmas special. You could probably find it on YouTube. They have a bunch of different things, like the California raisins are in there.
Oh, I know exactly. I know what you're talking about.
We've probably talked about this in the past. I love it. You can find that. But between these two, I really like both. But I think I would lean Frosty. You got a giant snow monster. You got the dentist kid. You got all the reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus. It's good. Actually, Santa's in both. It's a shared universe, obviously.
Santa is in both. Yeah. Wait, you said Frosty, the reindeer, or in Frosty?
No. I'm saying give me Rudolph.
Oh, I thought you said Frosty.
Maybe I did, but give me Rudolph.
Wait, what? You said Frosty?
Yeah, you definitely said Frosty, but then
I swerved you.
Then you were describing it, and it sounded like Rudolph.
Okay. I was thinking one thing, and I said the other. I'll give me Rudolph.
Great. Rudolph would be my pick. I think they were talking to Donnie Wahlberg, who was like, that's the best Christmas movie? I'm like, that's an insane answer.
The first Rudolph is Donnie Wahlberg's
favorite Christmas movie.
Well, I don't think it's
that insane. That's a wild answer.
It's top 10.
Maybe.
What do you go, Gremlins one?
Yeah, Gremlins.
I go Gremlins.
Yeah, you put that high on the list.
A Lethal Weapon?
No, I go Home Alone 1 and 2, of course. Yeah. By the way, those tiers are up at Jones and Geek.
I really like both, but I think I would lean Frosty. No, I believe you guys. You don't have to play that back. I believe you.
We got to knock you down a few pegs with the new hair.
I know.
That hair is messing with your brain.
Cock of the walk over here. Look at this.
We should rip off his hair like Elaine.
I don't like this thing. I don't like what it's doing to you, Keith. Put a hat back on. I'll wear a hat tomorrow.
I think I'd pick Rudolph out of the two.
Okay.
But neither one's super high on my list.
All right.
But there you go. That is Would You Rather every Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe. Brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Do you have a favorite Would You Rather from the year?
Well, Vampire or Werewolf was good, which is in the open now.
That's a classic.
I also like how there was like 8 variations of Hot or Cold. So Hot or Cold was the first one, but then it was like Hot or Cold at a tailgate, like Hot or Cold like in your house, Hot or Cold. Like there
are, good one to
there's
bring
a
back
bunch
from
of
time
different
to time.
And we would always answer the same.
Yeah.
Anything that would lead cold was me, anything that was hot was you. That's how we did it. Yeah. So that was good.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, we'll do more best of coming up. Best of our random players at 12:45. That should be good. we also have the best of the Dork Minute. Keith is going to count down the top 10 movies of the year.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Next.
This is movie time.
Shang-Chi.
You've seen none?
None.
Me and Billy have combined. Me and Billy have combined for one.
Billy's 100 years old.
You and I will go see this new Marvel. People are saying it's actually nuts.
I'm going to give it a rock hard 5 out of 6.
Ah, don't spoil it. Do not spoil it. What's going on?
Make sure you subscribe to the
Hashtag Dork Podcast.
All right. We are approaching the end of the year, Jones. So I thought I would unveil my top 10 movies of 2025. Now, I haven't seen everything. You can't watch everything, but I've tried.
You've seen everything on the list.
I've seen everything on my list.
Okay,
obviously.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know. I thought maybe you were saying I haven't seen everything that's
people might be like, on my list.
Hey,
Keith, I'm hearing a lot of things about this Marty Supreme. Yeah, it's not out yet. Marty Supreme.
This is what I was talking about. Yeah.
You know, the bigwigs have seen it,
yeah.
But just I'm just a regular old ham and egger, you know, 9 to 5-er. I've not seen it. That comes out on Christmas. Timothy Chalamet's latest movie, probably going to get Oscar buzz. I bet it'll be really, really good, but obviously that's not in there.
You can, in good conscience, put it on your top 10. You haven't seen it.
That would be an insane behavior to put some of these movies I haven't seen. I have seen, to this point, brag, 86 movies that have come out this year.
That's wild.
Nick has seen more, brag, on Nick's behalf, right?
Yeah, 97.
Wow! So somebody asked the other day, they're like, how do you watch all these movies, right? Because you seem like you're a very personal guy, like you seem like a fun guy, you're not just like a home alone watching these movies. Here's the key. I don't have TikTok, so think about how much time people spend just scrolling through TikTok.
Just
all that time,
just doom scrolling
away.
I watch
movies.
Yeah.
And I usually have already thought of what I'm going to watch before I start to watch it. So I don't scroll through Netflix normally for like 20 minutes.
The
like
paralysis.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people do that.
Yeah,
it's happened to me before.
Kat and I are like, hey, let's watch something. What do you want to watch?
Yeah.
Scroll for 20 minutes.
30 minutes later, yeah. Like you could have watched a third of a movie.
Yeah, good point.
And so usually, like, you know, you'll see what's being released. I stream a lot of movies. Gone to the theater for a bunch of these too, but like stream a lot of them and then talk about them on the podcast. So anyway, I've seen 86. Here are my top 10 movies of 2025. Coming in at number 10. A movie called Freaky Tales. Freaky Tales. Here's a quick overview of Freaky Tales. An NBA star, a corrupt cop, a female rap duo, teenage punks, neo-Nazis, and a debt collector embark on a collision course in 1987 Oakland, California.
This is Sleepy Floyd? This is the one with the
yes.
Sleepy Floyd cameo? I remember you
yes.
talking about this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's cut up into different parts. It's sort of like an anthology, but there is like a through line in there. I had zero expectations for this movie, and it was a blast. Super fun. Pedro Pascal's in it. Angus Cloud, the actor from Euphoria, who sadly passed away. This is the last movie that he was in. He's good in it. Ben Mendelsohn. So people you've seen, but Freaky Tales coming in at number 10. Hmm. Number 9, Final Destination Bloodlines. This is a good year for horror, and this is a good bounce back. This is the latest Final Destination movie, and probably the best of the bunch. And I like this series.
That's
a
amazing.
Good series.
It's the best of all the Final Destination films.
Yeah. And it's like the 6th or 7th one, maybe?
Yeah.
And so having knowledge of the other ones helps, but you could really watch this on its own. You could watch this, and it's streaming. I think both of these are on HBO Max right now. Coming in at number 8, the latest movie that I've seen, Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out mystery. Cracks the top 10.
Wow.
So it's the third of the Knives Out series, and Daniel Craig's Benoit Blanc character is the only common character in all three. So you could just pop this on Netflix without having seen the first two. You'd be fine. Josh O'Connor, who's like the next big thing, if he's not already that right now, He's like the main character along with Benoit Blanc. This is the guy who just hosted SNL. Billy was talking about this.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
He was also in the Zendaya three-way tennis movie. He was one of the dudes, one of the two dudes in that one.
Nice.
He's also going to be in the new Steven Spielberg movie that comes out next year. There's just a trailer for. So he's awesome in this. Josh Brolin's really good. Benoit Blanc is good. Daniel Craig. The other cast, which is like big names, they weren't as great, but the movie's really good. Jeremy Renner's in it. Mila Kunis is in it. Kerry Washington, Thomas Hayden Church. It's like a stack cast.
So I'm surprised it's this high on your list. You didn't seem super into it. In fact, Nick seemed much more into it when you guys were talking about it, but it's still the eighth best film of the year.
Yeah, I gave it a 5 out of 6. We talked about it on the Dork podcast last night, and I was also just comparing it to some of the other movies, and I was like, yeah, I did like it more than this. And I'll give you some honorable mentions after. Number 7, Predator Badlands. How about this? Number 7 on my list, Predator Badlands, a movie with no human characters. No human characters. You get to see the perspective of the Predator themselves. And good battle, good stuff. I like this whole universe. So I'm and I would say the third best Predator movie of all time.
Wow.
Behind the first one. And then Prey was also very good. All right, coming in at number 6, 28 years later. This is on Netflix right now, I believe, as well. This came out... unfortunately, not 28 years after the original, but 20-something years after the original. And then there was another sequel
it's
in there.
Been that many years since the first one?
Yeah, I think that was like 02.
Wow.
I think it was that long ago.
Okay.
And then they had then they had another one 28 weeks later, which was okay. They kind of retconned it in this one.
Days later was 02.
Wow. Yeah, days later was 02. So they could have waited a little bit longer.
It really would have popped.
And this is going to be the start of a new trilogy. The new one, the second one's already coming out in January, so they filmed them back to back. It's going to be coming out, but 28 years later, coming in at number 6.
Number 5,
Superman. It was a good bounce back year for comic book movies. Not on my list is Thunderbolts and Fantastic Four, but I liked both of those a lot too. So Marvel had a better year than
Fantastic Four. A late bump.
Yeah, Fantastic Four was sitting there for a little bit. I think Wake Up Dead Man kind of pushed it down a little bit, but I like Fantastic Four. I thought it was good. Thunderbolts was funny. The Captain America movie was terrible. That was earlier in the year. But Superman, James Gunn getting a rip at Superman, a lot of fun, good stuff. Looking forward to that whole everywhere where they go. Supergirl is going to be coming out next year.
It's on my Think About It list.
Think about it.
Yeah, it's still on my Think About It
also
list.
Also on HBO, as is like half these movies on this list are available on HBO right now. So that's number 5.
Number 4,
Weapons. Loved Weapons. Josh Brolin's also in this one. Julia Gardner from Ozark. This is the one where the kids leave their house all at the same time. They go running out of the house like little airplanes. It's good stuff. Good horror, some good comedy in there too. There's probably going to be a spinoff of this one too because it was super successful, but I loved Weapons.
Coming in at number 3,
Friendship, the Tim Robinson, Paul Rudd movie. This is not for everybody. This is like Tim Robinson comedy and then some. It's like spending an hour and a half with an I Think You Should Leave character like over and over and over again. And it's like just some wild stuff, some laugh out loud stuff, some cringy stuff as you're going to get in this. But Friendship from earlier in the year.
So I was trying to figure out. I thought Weapons might have been 3rd as I was counting down the list.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident what the top two are. I'm not confident in the order. But okay, so Friendship.
Yeah, I loved it.
Leapfrogs Weapons. Great. Okay. Yeah.
Number
2.
We're going one battle after another. This is going to be the favorite to win Best Picture. Leonardo DiCaprio stars. Paul Thomas Anderson directs. You got Benicio Del Toro. This is where we got a couple small beers. Sean Penn is insane in this. Regina Hall is good. Just good performances all around. Kind of a wild story. Hard to explain the story. You got to really just watch it.
Wiggy tried one day, and it very much confused me. No, no, no.
He did not like it.
He made it sound like an episode of Maury is what he made it sound like.
Yeah, I mean, there's some of that.
Okay.
There's some of that, but I really enjoyed it, and it's going to be on HBO this Friday.
Number
1.
Sinners. This movie came out months and months and months ago. It was number 1 then, and it remains number 1.
Greg is throwing a tomato at his radio right now.
Yeah, he doesn't like it, and that's fine. You don't have to like it. It is my favorite movie, because if there's two things in this life that I like, it is Dracula's and Michael B. Jordan. And they combine the
Michael
two.
Michael B. Jordan and Michael B. Jordan, but okay.
But there's two Michael There's multiple Draculas in this thing. So it's like a vampire movie that takes place in the South. You have unbelievable blues music in it, and it's awesome. It's my favorite movie of the year, and honestly, favorite movie of the last decade and a half.
Okay.
Love it.
So those are your top 10. Sinners at number one, yep. Battle After Another. I figured those were top two. I wasn't sure on the
order. Yeah, those are good. Yeah, not surprising anybody with those ones.
Did you, you said you were going to do honorable mentions. Did you tick, you mentioned some of them.
Yeah, let me give you a couple quick honorable mentions. A couple movies I watched recently that were pretty good would be Caught Stealing, F1, Frankenstein, and Roofman.
F1 just came out, right?
Just came out.
And Roofman.
Yeah. Well, just came out streaming. They were all in theaters earlier.
I guess that's what I meant.
I didn't see them
just available on streaming, yeah.
They were all good. A couple fun horror movies, Dangerous Animals and Clown in the Cornfield. Bring Her Back, super disturbing, but a good movie. And for the kids and for the adults as well, K-pop Demon Hunters.
Good one.
Kicked ass.
I've seen one of these. That's pretty good.
Nick, anything in your top group that I missed?
The only thing that I liked more than you did was Train Dreams.
Oh, yeah. Train Dreams, not in my top 10. That's on Netflix right now. That's going to get Oscar buzz. Nick and Stiz both really like that one. That's a cool one.
Slow burn.
Yeah, it is. That's Stiz's wheelhouse.
Why is when you say
people
Stiz likes it?
There's not a lot of action, but you're not watching that movie for anything that actually happened in the movie. It's just a story of a guy's life. How depressing it is.
Yeah. Wiggy should watch Train Dreams.
With Stiz.
They should watch it together.
Yeah. No, that's a good. That'd be a good movie podcast.
But yeah, it was a good push at the end with some of these releases, whether they're like Netflix releases like Wake Up Dead Man and Frankenstein, or some of the ones that finally hit streaming like F1 and Roofman.
Okay. Yep. There is the best of hashtag Dork Minute, Keith's top 10 films of 2025. 617-779-7937. We'll give the best of our random ball players coming up at 1245. You'll hear Mike Vrabel at 1 o'clock when he hits the podium in Foxborough. Could be interesting today, given the back and forth on Josh McDaniels. And on the way next, Pure Hoops with Terp. Stay tuned.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.